Detaining on William Smith, SMITH. This patient comes in with his spouse who's had stays the entire H&P period. On 1/18, while he was on Cape Cod, he started getting stomach pressure and bloating. Went to the ER, was admitted to the hospital with pancreatitis, and was discharged on 1/22, and comes in today in follow-up period. While in the hospital, his pain was really not too bad. He was kept NPO and on IVs, period. He had testing, which included a CT, an MRI, and an ultrasound. According to his wife, all of these tests were normal, and they thought down there that perhaps his hydrochlorothiazide had triggered the bout of pancreatitis, period. For such reason, the medicine was discontinued. He was given amlodipine, 10 milligrams a day, as an alternative, period. He was also started on Nutrafol pills, period. Notably, the patient has been on hydrochlorothiazide since July of 2008 without any problems or complications, period. Yesterday at home, the patient was able to eat three meals, and he had breakfast today, which included oatmeal, period. He has not had a bowel movement since returning home, period. He's had no vomiting, no fevers, chills, or sweats, period. Wife reports the patient's cognitive impairment became worse while he was hospitalized. It's much more close to baseline today now that he's back home, period. They do report in the last 24 hours or so he's developed a pruritic rash on his trunk, period. They report that he has had a similar rash to, quote, dryer sheets, unquote, in the past, and they do wonder if possibly this could relate, period. On exam, today's vital signs was noted. He looks healthy. His cognition is pleasant. Patient does repeat himself several times, telling me the same information over and over, period. He doesn't appear in stress. His lungs were clear, heart sounds were regular, belly was soft, ladder not 10 with good bowel sounds, no masses are felt. He has a macular papular rash primarily on the trunk, period. He is not scratching it while we talk, period. Assessment. Patient with recent smell of spontaneous pancreatitis, etiology unclear. I think it's unlikely the hydrochlorothiazide was a source of this. I think it's probably more likely he passed a gallstone, period. However, his workup did not reveal a clear etiology, period. Second, patient has an allergic rash. He is on two new medications. These are certainly my biggest suspicious area at this point, period. Next, cognitive impairment, which became worse while ill, more to baseline at this point, period. Assessment or plan. One, discontinue amlodipine and sodium phosphate pills, period. Presumably the rash will improve. Recommended in a few days when the rash is better, they rechallenge with amlodipine and see if this is effective. If rash recurs, discontinue amlodipine and return to hydrochlorothiazide, period. Next, they're going to get us information so we can get results from his Falmouth Hospital hospitalization, period. Though from wife's history, the patient appears to have had an appropriate workup, period. I do recommend he abstain from alcohol for a few weeks completely. They report on the 29th, they're flying to Florida for the rest of the winter. I think by that time he should be safe to travel, period. Questions are answered, period.